Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast.
Serotalk Podcast.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast, your portal to the accessible digital lifestyle.
www.serotalk.com,
a production of Serotech Corporation, creators of System Access, the System Access Mobile Network, and SA2Go. Learn about new technology, cool software, useful websites, education, information, entertainment, user comments, and much more. And now, here's your host, Michael Law.
Welcome to Serotalk Podcast XI. This is Michael
That's
Law.
That's number 11 for those of you who are not Roman numeral aficionados.
It's Ricky Inger there. What's up?
Not much.
We're going to do a highlight podcast here of some of the best stuff from CSUN 2009. So we're going to keep our news segment kind of short. Topping the news, at least on the tech and security side, is the Configure Worm, which is supposed to do something on April 1st.
And we ain't kidding, folks.
The best way to tell if you are infected with Configure is to go to any of the antivirus sites. So Microsoft, McAfee, Symantec, Sunbelt Software, any of the antivirus sites. And there's a number of other security sites that are probably blocked as well. That's the best way to know because you will not be able to get there. You'll get a 404 not found or something.
So there's definitely a problem if you check that out and you're not able to get there. Now, we obviously have no idea what the Configure Worm is going to do, but
If anything, it may just launch a mass denial of service attack. You know, I suspect it's going to be used for phishing purposes and to make money somehow.
I think, as we said in an earlier podcast, if you haven't visited any questionable sites, that's still not adequate protection against viruses like this. So please, guys, there are numerous free antivirus programs like AVG and Avast. My personal favorite paid solution is Viper, V-I-P-R-E, from Sunbelt Software. Great bit of antivirus.
You've been warned.
Indeed.
Last Thursday, we had the release of the Braille Silver Dollar. They're taking orders for it anyway, the U.S. Mint.
Yeah, it's going to be a really cool collector's item. There is Braille on the coin itself, right?
Yes, Braille on the coin itself. I believe it says BRL. They got it abbreviated there. I guess they're putting out 400,000 copies. Initial price, I think, is about, what's it, between
$31 and $37,
and then it's going to go up a few bucks between $33 and $41. And I wonder, I know the NFB gets a percentage off of each coin. I wonder if we know what that amount is.
I don't see any information about how much that is, but I certainly think that it's going for a good cause to raise the awareness and improve the rate of Braille literacy among students. You know, it's now 10%. Of kids are literate in Braille now?
That's scary. Yeah, they posted last Thursday, released a report stating that surprised me as well as 40 years ago when I started out my schooling. It was at 50%, which still blows me away. I just assumed that every blind kid knew Braille.
I would have thought so too, but I guess even then they did not. And now with the advent of so much new technology where you have computer speech providing a lot for the kids and you have digital books or books on tape, I think that it's really unfortunate not to give students the ability to actually read something, because it has to be said there's a huge difference in taking in information that is being read to you and actually seeing the shape of the words, learning how things are spelled, and really being able to put your own interpretation on things rather than having a narrator do all of the inflections for you and read things in a particular way that you might not have done yourself were you reading it in Braille. So that is very disturbing to me.
Yeah, I'd be curious to hear on the Blab line, are there any of you that feel that Braille's not really necessary anymore with current technology? Or if you feel passionately the other way, that this is a real travesty, 10%. You know, regardless of whatever the reasons are, teachers traveling to different schools are too lazy to learn Braille, or everyone when I went to school, we had teachers that would read it with their eyes. And of course, that's fatiguing to the eye to even try to do that.
But at Serotech, we are certainly committed to Braille literacy and the support of that. And speaking of Braille, during CSUN, we actually had quite a few productive meetings with some pretty prominent Braille display manufacturers. So I just want to thank all of you for doing what you have done, be it signing the Accessibility Anywhere Braille Display petition, or tweeting about it, or writing on your blogs about getting Braille displays to use the human interface device. And let me tell you something, guys, people are listening. We had the pleasure of meeting Felix and Hans and Siggy and the guys from HandyTech. They are going to be releasing the Easy Braille, I believe, in May, and we were all there to witness a wonderful moment in history where the Easy Braille interfaced very nicely with System Access because they're using the HID support, and it was wonderful. And again, Mike Calvo got to speak with several other display manufacturers, and they are truly listening to what consumers have to say. And they're working on it. So keep up the good work. Keep letting your display manufacturers know that this is really something that you want, the ability to take your display up to any machine, use it regardless of which screen reader or even which operating system is on that machine.
I think what's interesting is the comment that came up is that, you know, we don't have to sue you. We'll let the marketplace dictate. So people, this is your time to speak up. This is the generation of we can make a difference if we take the time to speak up for those causes we believe in. So whether it's Braille or you have something else you're passionate about, you know, you want to go over and start something at petitiononline.com, whatever your motivation, your passion, this is the time.
The industry truly is listening. And even if you're not into social network, just pick up the phone and give them a call or send an email. Whatever you do, if you feel passionately about something, let all your friends know about it so they can call and bug these people too, because they are listening.
And let us know on the Serotech Blab line or send us an
That's
email.
Right.
If you have any kind of petition or any effort, let us know. We will post it and share it with all our users. You know, it's interesting. We're talking about CSUN. You know, there's two things, any of these trade shows. There's what happens on the floor, and then there's off the floor, those kind of behind-the-scenes meetings where deals are struck, and a lot of times they don't talk about it because sometimes it's NDA or sometimes it's just trying to formalize details. But I'm curious your perceptions of it, Ricky. I mean, I hit the ground running and just went around and did 32 interviews, which we will have posted this Wednesday for your listening pleasure. But I'm curious of your perspective.
This time, Mike Calvo conducted a large number of the closed-door meetings that we can't quite talk about yet, but I can say that there are lots of exciting partnerships and things on the horizon for Serotech and other players in the industry, so obviously stay tuned for that. This year for me has been very interesting at CSUN. I went from last year, my first show at CSUN, where we had a great number of people, be it consumers or government agencies, coming up and saying, Serotech, now who are you? What is it that you do? This year, we had quite a lot of traffic at the booth, and this year, people really wanted to talk about what the latest was with Serotech. You know, they made a special point to stop by our booth and find out what it was that we were doing. Netbooks were a huge hit at the show this year. We were showing a couple of netbooks from HP, and we had the ever-popular MSI Wind and the Lenovo S10. So people wanted to see the netbooks, and we also had lots of listeners to the Serotech podcast just drop by and say hello to the crew, and want to thank you guys for continuing to listen, because I'm glad you're having as much fun with it as we are.
If you are thinking about updating your SMA, hold off.
Don't do it. We're not going to tell you why, because we're just kind of teasers like that, but don't do it.
Don't do it. We have a lot of stuff to cover. We're going to play some highlights from Humanware, GW Micro. We're going to start off with the exciting Solutions Radio Iris, the Wi-Fi radio.
You're in for a treat if you have not heard any of these interviews that have been playing on SamNet Radio, radio.samobile.net. We'll be bringing you those now, so sit back and enjoy.
Warner, I know I'm not saying that name correctly.
No, it's a wonderful pronunciation. It's okay.
Very good. And you are with Solutions Radio. We have here a talking Wi-Fi radio, folks. And they even have the Serotech.com podcast.
USA Today.
USA Today. Awesome.
Yes. You can program the radio with newspapers, with radio stations.
Spoken word.
With church services, all kind of audio information that you can find on the internet.
Okay, so first let's describe the product here for people. So you have a round knob with clickable detents.
Yes, that's a volume mutator.
that's volume, okay?
Yes, and to the left you have two buttons up and down to go to the list of available content.
Or you can go online at
WWE. Okay.
Below you have two buttons, an okay and a back button. Okay, to go into the list of content and back, go to the main list again. And if you switch on the web radio, it will tell you what kind of content is available on the box. So it will tell you radio stations, church services, newspapers. And within a category, you can search for USA Today, the Washington Post, or whatever newspaper that's available. At the moment, we have 85 newspapers available in the U.S.
Wow, that's very impressive.
And we have 5,000 radio stations, 15,000 podcasts, 250,000 church sermon files. You can add your Live 365 music account on a web radio. So we try to make one device that gives you access to all kind of information on the web.
Okay, now can you add your own stations if it's something that...
Yes, if you have your own streaming URL of your own favorite station that's not in our database, you can just add it as a custom station for just your specific radio.
Okay, does this have a Wi-Fi capability? Or
yes, we have a version that is working on a telephone line, on an analog telephone line for dial-up users.
Uh-huh.
We have a version for broadband and have a version for Wi-Fi.
Okay, so on the back we got a connector, what's that, electric power,
yes, power,
and then...
You have the Ethernet connection.
Yeah, Ethernet there, two RCA jacks.
Yes, for connecting to your amplifier, your hi-fi installation.
Connected to stereo.
And this is your phone jacks that are disconnected in this version because it's a broadband version.
Okay. So you do have to be close to your router, or...
You need somehow... off via Wi-Fi connection to connect to your wireless router, or use a cable to connect to your router, or use a telephone line and a dial-up account to use the web radio.
So I'm trying to understand, how do you do the Wi-Fi? Is it built-in, or do you have to buy a...
No, it's a built-in Wi-Fi adapter. So you search for available Wi-Fi networks, put in your web key, for example, and it will connect to your Wi-Fi network.
And how do you... So you do that through the PC?
No, you do that on the web radio itself. So you go into the to the menu of the web radio, select the Wi-Fi search option, and then you select the your network from the available networks.
If I could have some fun again. However, there was a lot...
As I'm driving home, I'm thinking, gee, I wish Jim was here to hear it.
You're just in presets right now, right?
Exactly.
I was trying to get it in. Where, can I search by, like, country or by location?
Yes, you
or
can
by...
do it on a website. You can go to the website and search by genre, by country, by bitrate, by name. Then you make on the website your selection, you save it, and the next time you turn on the web radio, you get your newest selection.
Okay, so you don't browse them on the radio. You go to
no.
the website, put your favorites
exactly.
in.
Oh,
okay, now I'm
yeah.
understanding.
Because like my senior citizen, for example, if she has to browse on a web radio through thousands of stations, it's too confusing, it's too complex. So that's the reason why we make two different things, a website to program the web radio, and just a simple device that only... get the predefined stations that you have programmed on the website.
And how many stations can I add to my radio? I'm an advanced user, and maybe I want...
Thousands, if you want.
So I can put almost the whole library into it.
Exactly.
But it just doesn't start that way by default.
Exactly. And if you have thousands stations, then of course, then you have to go up and down in the list of content to a thousand stations. So that's a little bit... Maybe,
I see you don't have like categories for like the different types, like top 40 or oldies or rock or country,
no,
or by location, by country, and things of that sort.
We have it on the website, but not on the device itself,
make
it simple as possible.
I see. So right, you're going for simplicity. That might be something that some users might like, but yeah, that's a tough call to decide. Do you make it...
Exactly. That's a difficult, always a question, if you're making a device that can do everything for most advanced users, or are you creating a device for senior citizens or for those who are less PC savvy or tech savvy? That's always a making sort of a balance kind of thing. So you can do everything that you want on a website, so you can make every selection that you want on a website, and then you sit on a web radio and you have sort of a more standardized way of accessing the content.
Very good. And what is the price of this radio?
The standard radio with analog modem in it, it's $299, almost $300. And the Wi-Fi version is $349, $350.
Okay.
There's a website that you can see more information and order online. That's irisradio.org.
irisradio.org?
Exactly, yeah. My company name is Solutions Radio, and we have some product names like the Iris Radio or the Orion Webbox. That's a sort of more advanced version that we are using in Europe for all kind of library services. So we have different product names, but the company name is Solutions Radio.
And how long does it take to receive this? If people here in the U.S. want to order it from the net?
We ship from the U.S., so we have a warehouse in Chicago, so we ship from Chicago.
Oh, very good.
And we have them in stock, so if you order today, depends on what kind of services you are requesting, you can have them in a few days.
Very good. So this has got a built-in speaker. So
yes.
That speaker is mono, right?
It's mono, and you can use the RCA on the back to connect it to an amplifier or to your hi-fi installation to listen to stereo if it's in stereo channel. The WebReady comes with an adapter cable, so you can use a standard 3.5mm audio jack into the RCA. It's an adapter cable with the WebRadio.
How does this work for... like rebuffering, if you lose the station, will it go out and retrieve it again?
Yes, it will try to reconnect to the station for 3 or 4 times. And if it's not available anymore, it will go automatically to the next channel, will announce the next channel, and or you can program it just to wait on a user action. But most of the time, we see the people using just advance to the next channel in the list.
Now, one of the problems we found is that a lot of stations, at least in the USA, change their stream. So what happens?
We have quite a lot of work in updating our database daily. So we have some partnerships, for example, Clear Channel, to get their streaming links on a daily basis. But that's quite a lot of work. And fortunately, we have all kind of volunteers that are helping us by saying that a link is not working anymore or providing us with new links. So any help is welcome, of course. But it's always a difficult thing to maintain the content to have the right links available.
Well, then I think there's some geographic issues too, right, where certain feeds only work, say, in the USA and things.
Yes, sometimes there's sort of an IP blocker on it, so they will look to your IP address, and some content is only available in the US, or some content only available in the Netherlands or in the UK, that's correct. If you select on your web radio, so you won't hear it or you won't see it.
Exciting product. I hope folks will check it out here at irisradio.org, the company Solutions Radio from the Netherlands. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Dan Brown here from Humanware. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
You're very welcome.
Well, I guess the big buzz, or at least my perception of the big buzz, is you got the new Victor 3.0 software coming out, as well as a new companion.
That's
Stream
correct.
Companion software. So why don't you talk about those two pieces first?
The Victor Reader Stream version 3 has several new features. I think the one that a lot of people are very excited about is when you have text that is in a file, you're able to now search that text. And basically what happens is most people are probably used to the go-to page key that's above number 1 on the numeric keypad. You press the go-to page key if you're in a text file, and eventually, if you continuously press it, it will say search. And what happens at that point is that the numeric keypad is similar to text messaging, is going to let you enter letters. So 2 becomes ABC, 3 becomes DEF, 4 is GHI, and so forth. So if we wanted to type in Dan, right, then
right.
We could do 3 would give us the D, 2 would give us the A, and a double press of the 6 would give us the N, because 6 is M-N-O. So, basically, you would type in the letters of the word that you're, or the phrase that you're looking for. 0 is space, by the way. And when you're done, you type pound, and the stream will jump to that particular point in the text where that phrase or that word appears. And
right.
You're able to start playing at that point.
Very good. Very awesome.
Another thing that we've done is that we're using the Nuance speech. There are 2 English synthesizers that are available for American English. There's Tom and Samantha. A lot of people like those, but they kind of switch back and forth. Sometimes they like Tom, sometimes they like Samantha. And previously it meant that you would have to download a different version of the Victor Stream
right,
software.
Right, and then load it back and forth.
And then load it back and forth, because you couldn't have both of them on the player at once. Well, that is no longer true. Now you're able to go into 7, which is your menu for playback and other options. And if you press 7 until you hear language, the first option there is TTS speech. And you can now cycle between either Tom or Samantha to select the one you want. So you go to the one you want, press pound, and then exit out by hitting star, and you've switched to that synthesizer. No more downloading a different version. sound.
Now, you've added some capability for sorting your music, right?
We have, folders? Yeah. First thing that we've done that's just kind of nice as far as an easy-to-use feature, we've had random playback for a while, but now you can press number 9, and when you're listening to music, and then we'll basically go back and forth or toggle between random enabled and disabled. So those are the two modes there. The other thing that we've done that you mentioned is that we have multi-level folder support. And a lot of people like this because they want to organize their music. They want to have, let's say, jazz, rock, classical, all of those kind of stacked on top of one another. And then internal to those folders, they may have one folder for each artist. And then inside of that folder, they'll have several albums. So now you can navigate and have all of this folder directory tree structure, some people call it, supported, just for better organization. And the really nice part is that you can actually sub-select like an individual folder or part of a folder and say, you know, I want to do random playback, but only in jazz or only in Genesis for rock, you know, so you can be very specific about what you want it to play back.
Yeah, and you get those customized playlists, so, right, people can shuffle up their collection there.
Absolutely. And last thing we did, and a couple of people asked for this, they said, you know what, I like, you know, the upgrade process is simple. You just put it on the card, plug in the stream, and then turn it on, and it will upgrade it. But what we've done now is, the process hasn't changed, you upgrade it the same way, but if you no longer have to remove the file from the card, the next time after the upgrade, when you turn on the player, it senses that upgrade and it wipes it off the card. The only time that people might not like that is if they're upgrading several units.
Yeah, so you need to be mindful of that.
Yeah, if you're upgrading several units, just don't power it on with that same card in there again. Put it into the next unit you're upgrading. So.
But most of us can only afford one, so there you go.
Oh, well, there you go, yeah. So.
Now, let's talk about the companion. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
The companion software, I think basically what we've changed there is the ability to create folders and do your randomized playlist.
All right, so we'll see you over there.
So that's, you know, primarily on the, you know, the companion software. It goes along with the new features on the stream.
Okay, I know there's support for the Bookshare. There are new zips, right?
Yeah, there's on the Braille Note, if you're talking about Keysoft 8, we have two versions, actually, of Keysoft software that are now released. There's Keysoft 7.5 Build 31. Which existing 7.5 users can take advantage of. It lets them basically, as you said, download the Bookshare content onto the Braille Note or Voice Note, unzip it or unpack it, and then play it from there. With Keysoft 8, it has that ability, but we've obviously are going to add several other features when it's released. We're projecting that probably by the end of this month or beginning of April, we will release Keysoft 8. And a lot of people are going to be excited because with that version you have we have chat software, what we're going to call KeyChat, as part of the main menu. And it's using what's called the XMPP client that is currently now being used by Google Talk and iChat for their software. And this means that once you have an internet connection with your Braille Note and you've logged on to Google Talk or iChat, then you're able to hold a conversation with somebody else online.
Literally speak with them. That's cool.
Yeah, and I should also mention that there are other chat providers, AOL Instant Messenger, Yahoo, that are currently in discussions with Google to use the new XMPP protocol, because it's really, you know, a lot of chat providers have been using their own proprietary software, and we really see that changing in the future, so that everyone's going to start moving to a more standardized protocol.
Well, of course, Google's rolling out this new Google Voice, which is very exciting. And if they embed that somehow where you can make phone calls, that's going to be pretty amazing.
Exactly.
Anything else here?
Let's see. With Keysoft 8, I should also mention that if you are a fan of Sendero GPS, that you get a free 30-day trial with that. And so you're able to, you know, try out the full Sendero GPS software on the Braille Note. And see if you like it for 30 days, and then purchase it. We have now support for Audible.com books in the book reader, and so a lot of people will be excited that, that format is now supported in book reading. It's just a variation on a DAISY format, but we're excited that we're able to to offer the Audible content. For PK users, I should also mention that the Eloquent Speech has now been added to the PK in version 8. Previously to this, Keynote Speech was all that was available on the PK.
Now, some people have asked for Eloquence on the Victor Stream, but I'm told that's not feasible or something?
We currently use the Nuance Speech because, it's very small. It has a small footprint, and on the, stream, we're dealing with, a much more limited framework than we are on our note-taking devices like the Braille Note and the Trekker. So... there's no one to say that it's not possible for some future release, but as of right now, Nuance are the choices that we have for that.
Very good. Well, folks, check that out, humanware.com, and of course you have a number of distributors, right?
Yeah, several dealers across the United States. A couple of other highlights from the show that I should mention, we have our Deafblind Communicator, that is a new face-to-face solution that we've been talking about for a little while with people. So, that's if they have a dealer or a HumanWare representative in their area, I encourage them to check that out if they work with hard of hearing populations. We're also just announcing several new low vision products. There's a SmartView Versa and the Versa Plus. And there are two new handheld products for low vision. The Versa Plus is exciting as a handheld product because you can also put music on that device.
Thanks, Dan.
Part two of our stop here with HumanWare. I have Dave Wilkinson, and he's going to show us the exciting Orator. I thought it was Orator, but that's what I get for assuming, right? Their new screen reading solution here to work with the BlackBerry. Thanks, Dave, for joining me.
Hi, it's great to be here,
We're
Mike.
We're going to hear this. I guess first we should describe what the BlackBerry is and what its capabilities are before we go to why we wanted to talk and how cool that is.
Absolutely. Let me give a little bit of history on how we got to this point. The Orator is a project that is a result of a collaboration between HumanWare, Code Factory, and the folks at Research in Motion, or RIM, who are the folks who've developed the BlackBerry platform. The BlackBerry phone that I'm using is a Curve. On the lower part of the phone, there is a QWERTY keyboard that, when turned sideways, also works as a number pad for a phone. Right above that keypad, on the left and right-hand side, are two soft keys on each side of a trackball. And the way that this BlackBerry works is the trackball controls where you are in the menu. So, that, for example, if I scroll down to my main menu, now I'm going from side to side with my trackball.
Calendar.
It says calendar.
Contacts.
Now I'm moving my thumb to the left and it says contacts. I'm rolling it over to the left
messages.
Again and it says messages. And if I want to choose something like contacts, I would just press enter on contacts. And in this case, it's going to tell me that I don't have any contacts. But to back up a little bit, to talk about why we are at this point and why it's so cool, the BlackBerry is used by over 20 million people worldwide and offers a number of capabilities that other mobile phones don't offer. One is that it crosses over cell phone platforms. It can work on virtually any cell network, whether it's GSM, CDMA, etc., which means that virtually any cellular provider can use a BlackBerry. The second thing that sets BlackBerry apart is the security level. You'll remember that folks were talking about Obama and his BlackBerry. Well, the reason Obama was using a BlackBerry instead of another Windows mobile device is that the security encryption is much higher. So that it makes it much more difficult for folks like corporate spies to be able to tap in on messages that you're sending. If you're a big executive and you're sending your top secret plans across the country for the next gadget that's going to take off, you don't want someone to be able to intercept that message. And BlackBerry has security precautions in place that make it the most secure network to send data, whether it's email, text messages, etc. So that's why you have a lot of folks using BlackBerry. A lot of corporations, government offices use BlackBerry because of the security encryptions. It's been difficult to make BlackBerry speak because it's a Java-based application, and that creates its own assistive tech challenges, which is why it's a three-company operation between HumanAware, Code Factory, and Research in Motion. We're using the Samantha text-to-speech for the voice. You guys will recognize that from the Victor Reader Stream or from the Breeze. And this is a pre-alpha version of the software, which means that it doesn't do a whole lot at this point. We can go into our calendar, look around dates, and see what we've got
on
any given date. We'll hit enter here.
09 Cologne 00.
Now we're rolling up and down today's date. It's going to tell me I don't have a whole lot
Cologne,
going on.
00.
10.
12 Cologne 00.
Now if it's rolling up and down the times, if I want to move to a previous date, I'm going to roll to the left.
Pass key.
And now it's going to move by days of the week.
Cap 10.
So we're on Monday.
Cap key.
Tuesday.
Cap W.
Cap W Wednesday. Obviously, when the software is in its final release, it would be saying Wednesday instead of Cap W.
Cap key.
Thursday.
Cap S.
Friday.
Cap S.
Back around to Saturday, and I'm rolling to the right with my trackball to be able to scroll across that calendar that's at the top of the screen. That's a pre-alpha version of the software. We're showing it here at CSUN to show that, yes, the BlackBerry will talk. This has not been brought to market yet. We are hoping to have it on the market by the end of the summer. The price for the Orator software is going to be $449 plus the cost of the BlackBerry.
What do they run?
BlackBerry is, depending on where you get them, it's one of those things you can look on, you know, eBay or any of your other auction sites and probably buy them for less than retail. They usually retail for $450, $500.
So it's about a $1,000 investment?
It's about that.
Or maybe a little bit under.
We're in negotiations with different telecommunications providers to see if we can put packages together similar to what you have with the other screen readers to where you'd be able to get a subsidized deal on that. You know, if you buy a combination, sign a long-term service contract, etc. All of those are still in place, so we don't have anything we can really tell you at this point.
And which models are we talking about? Someone said the Curve units?
The Curve. And there will be some work done for support on the Bold. It is not going to work on the Storm, which is a touchscreen model. So we're not attempting to get into the touchscreen arena with BlackBerrys.
What about web browsing or email?
BlackBerry's got web browsing, email, text messaging, instant messaging, phone. It's got the complete suite of applications that you would expect in a Windows mobile phone.
So that is more Windows mobile based. It just has a real strong Java.
It's Windows mobile based with strong Java that it's built on. And when I'm using it as an end user, it feels like a Symbian environment to me. We'll see how many other operating systems we can throw in here as we're moving along.
That's interesting.
But it has a real Symbian feel to me.
That's the Java doing that and giving
that
interface.
That's right. And as an example of that, if I go into my... to get out of my calendar that I entered a while ago, I'm going to hit soft key 2 right to the right of the trackball, and now I'm back at the main menu. And then I'm using my left and right. I'm moving the trackball to the left and right very much like you would use... the cursor cross on a Symbian phone to go across your applications on your the opening, I can't think of what it's called in Symbian, like the desktop screen on your Symbian phones, where you can switch between applications that are immediately available on your desktop.
Right.
So it's very much a Symbian feel.
Do you have any more specifics on it on the website, or we just need to kind of just follow the progress of it?
We will be adding specifics on the website as we get closer to launch. This is the first time it's been unveiled. We didn't have anything public about it until a couple of days ago with our press release, which I believe is on our website now. So you'll see more information on the website as more information becomes available and ready for release.
All right, very good. Dave Wilkinson, thanks for giving the world the sneak preview, the audible version here of the new Orator. Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off. I caught up with Jeremy Curry from GW Micro, and he's got some new tools to show us here. Dan Weirich teased us back in January at ATIA about a forthcoming audio player, and Jeremy has it here to talk about. What do you got? What are you guys selling?
So this is the brand new BookSense, Michael. If any of you are familiar out there with some of the other readers, similar to like the Victor Reader, this is going to be basically a competitor to give you an idea of what it does. It's much, much smaller than its competition. It's about the size of an N82 cell phone, so it's very small. It's going to come in two different models. So there's the Book Sense, and then there's the upper model, which is the Book Sense XT. The Book Sense XT adds a built-in FM radio. It adds 4 gigabytes of memory, built-in memory, that is. And it also adds Bluetooth that can be used for headphones, or it can be used, or excuse me, audio, or it can be used to transfer files as well. So we've got additional hardware that is brand new on the market. In fact, the one that I've got here in my hand is only the 7th one ever made.
Nice.
So it, as far as software is concerned, it's got a Daisy player. It's also got a book reader.
Do I hear Kate?
Yep, you hear Kate. It's got a, this one has the FM radio. This is the XT.
Does that play through the speakers?
It is playing through the external speakers. There's also an external headphone jack that you could connect as well.
Right.
Or, again, you could use the Bluetooth. And it is Bluetooth 2.0. I forgot to mention that, by the way.
Very good.
You can record in MP3 format or WAV format. The media player is going to read all of your standard formats, your AUG, Orbis, your WAV, WMA, obviously, WAV, Windows Media, any of those types of
MP3.
Files.
What about the M4A? Do you know? That's
that's on our list of support. Currently, it's not supported
yet. Yeah, because iTunes made all their music non-protected anymore, so they use the M4A format. So I think there's a lot of interest now in that technology.
Correct. So we have asked, and we're hoping to add that as well. If I go to the next one here, Daisy Player will do Daisy 3 and also do Nimus 1.1 as well. You could do Bookshare with this. Back in the media player, you could do Audible if you wanted to. We also plan to support, at this time, it's not implemented yet in this prototype, but we plan to support protected WMA so that we could do the RFB and D-books that particular way. If I press the mode button again here. So the book reader, it not only reads text files, but it also reads Word document files. It reads Word 2007 files, so the DocX format, your BRL, BRF, XML, HTML, all of those fantastic formats are something that we wanted to add to give it a leading edge over its competitors out there. So we've got all that. Plus, one thing that people really asked for was a built-in clock. So if I press the button here.
Saturday, March 21st, 2009, 6:24 and 15 seconds.
And I'm going to tell you, I haven't set the time on this one. It's not Saturday. But,
right. But
you can even press that button to hear the time, even when the power is turned off, if you wish.
Nice.
So
okay.
It does have an SD card slot, so you can use SD. You can use the high capacity. And also, there's USB, so you can connect it to your computer. It just shows up as a removable drive if it's the XT. You could also connect a USB flash drive if you want to. If the battery is totally dead, there's AC port for AC power. Plug it in. It'll take you 2 hours to recharge it. If you want to charge it via USB, you can do that, but it'll take longer. It's 5 hours to recharge. And then it's got a 12-hour battery life on it. And the battery is user-removable. It just pops off. You can get a new battery if you want to.
Very good. So you can have two and have a backup if you're out in the field and you just need to switch it.
You bet. On the top panel, there's a keyboard. Makes 2, 4, 6, 8. Very easy to find because obviously you need to be able to have hotkeys. You need to be able to input numbers. So those are there. There are 4 arrow keys surrounding a menu key that you can use to access the menus, an OK and a cancel button. The sides of this, on the left-hand side where the SD slot is, you've got the mode button, which I was pressing earlier, and then the volume up and down button. On the right side, you've got your power button, which is also play pause. You have the record button, which, again, could record directly to MP3 or WAV. That'll, when you're doing that, you can also change the sample rate, bit rate, those things as well. And then you have a lock switch here on the right-hand panel, too. So even if I press a button, it's going to say system locked. And there's a reset button. So then the bottom of it, you've got AC power, the mini USB that I was talking about. And on the top, you have an external microphone jack, external headphone jack, and then a little metal piece where you can connect a wrist strap to it that's going to ship with it.
Wow, it sounds like a pretty comprehensive unit. Is there any other choices in the voice, or you start with Kate?
Right now, we're going to start with Kate.
That's not a bad choice.
Yeah, it's a nice human sound. It's very pleasant to listen to as far as reading.
And you
books
can adjust the speed and the pitch, I guess, if you want Kate to sound like a man.
Yeah, you bet.
Or chipmunk, something like that.
That's right. You can do all of that. So we've introduced this product here at CSUN, and we've also introduced another product that people have been asking for a very, very long time, which is a QWERTY version of the BrailleSense Plus. And if you're familiar with the BrailleSense Plus, the 4D version is the exact same size. Everything is identical as far as specifications. It's just that it does not have the LCD because the QWERTY keyboard is there in place of the Braille keyboard. Other than that, it's the same light portable device it's always been.
Wow, so, okay. So one of these two has the 4 gig.
Yes, the BookSense XT has the 4 gigabyte.
And the FM radio. How much is that unit?
That's a good question. It's so new, we haven't determined a price on
it yet. Okay, so either of the two, you have an exact price yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, these are really still in beta. We hope to ship sometime either May or maybe towards the summer. So they are going to be coming out, obviously, in just a few months. It's not going to be a long-term wait for these devices.
So I assume all the people attending the conventions will be able to put their hands on them.
Yeah. Yep, so bring your wallets if you want to get your hands on one of these, because I think they're going to go really fast.
I mean, so you don't know that will be around the Victor, that $300, $299 range? It's hard to say yet.
I just don't know.
Fair enough. Don't want to pin you down there. Yeah, it does look like a cell phone. It's got a very interesting... A lot of people... One of their comments to the Victor, they wish it was a little smaller, and that is. It's not quite as wide, so it makes it a little more comfortable to fit in the pockets.
Yeah, and I had even had somebody point out to me they'd have some customers that are only one-handed. And so for somebody who only has one hand, it's extremely easy to use because it's so small.
Right, it fits in your one hand.
Right, exactly.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to talk about here? I heard one of the computers say WindowEye 7.02. What is that?
Yes, we're actually going to release WindowEye 7.1 in April. It's going to provide support for 64-bit operating systems. And actually, we've been showing it off at the show. We even have a computer running Windows 7 64-bit operating system. So there's going to be support for Windows 7, also Internet Explorer 8, as well as Thunderbird 3. That's going to be a free upgrade for people who have the latest version of WindowEye. If you do need to... If you do need to install it on a 64-bit PC, then you will have to purchase a CD because it takes a separate CD to put it on a 64-bit system because of all of the installation and program changes we've made.
So there are two separate versions then, one for 32 and one for 64-bit?
Well, there will be one version, I believe, that's going to be for all of those. It's just that the current upgrade that you'll be able to get off the Internet won't be able to install on a 64-bit system.
Oh, okay, so you will need an actual CD to make it happen.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Very good. And explain to our users, a lot of people say, well, what's the difference?
Yeah, so this has been quite an issue for people who have been buying new computers because when you go to the computer store, you walk into Best Buy, and let's say you want a laptop with Vista on it. Well, almost all flavors of Vista come in two versions, a 32-bit and a 64-bit version. And so on the 32-bit versions... WindowEye will work perfectly fine with those, but on the 64-bits, we had to make lots of program changes in order to make it function. So this is going to take us that one step further, be able to make us compatible with the latest technology, so you'll be able to walk into Best Buy or wherever you want, your local WindowEye dealer, get a new computer with a 64-bit version of Vista and or Windows 7, in fact, and be able to use it.
Okay, so you say it will fully support IE8. Does that mean that people right now should wait before installing Internet Explorer 8?
There is some limited support that will work with it now, but if you want full functionality, I think I would wait to put IE8 on your system, because I believe we're still in release candidate, last I looked, unless it's changed since I've been
here. I thought it was just released, but I'm not sure. I have used it with 701 with RC1, and it works, but it's a little, you know, it has occasional little... spells. I mean, I've been using it for quite a while, so it's certainly doable.
Sure.
But people who using anything before version 7, I think, might want to stay at wait.
I would, if you want the full support, I would definitely wait for 7.1.
And explain to our users, I know what it is, but explain what Thunderbird is.
So Thunderbird is an EML application similar to, it's kind of analogous to Mozilla making Firefox, which was a web browser to compete with IE. They also have something that competes with other email clients, which happens to be Thunderbird. So that's made totally accessible then in 7.1.
So 3.0 is not out yet, right?
I do not believe so. I don't personally use it, so I...
Right, it's a beta. I mean, I've been thinking about switching from something like Courier to Thunderbird, but... So they're going to do some things on their end, I think, to improve the accessibility.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay, very good. Anything else here today?
I think that probably about sums it up for us.
All right.
We do have the new desktop SenseViews we introduced to ATIA, and we're showing them off here, so we have added to the SenseView Low Vision line as well. So that is something else that we're showing off here,
and
too.
And just briefly explain what that is.
So it's a desktop CCTV. It has the VGA ports on it and also the new DVI for digital video. So if you've got a monitor that's got digital video and you're low vision, you can connect that and be able to see a nice, very crisp, clear picture. And they fit in with the SenseView line because they look very advanced technology, because they're very aesthetic, because, again, it's from the makers of HIMS. Just like our hardware products all are very, very advanced, so are the new desktop SenseViews.
What is the price here?
For the desktop SenseViews, they start at $19.95 and go up from there.
How many inches is that?
You can get a 19 or a 22-inch display, or you can get the unit without the monitor as well and add your own monitor.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thanks. I'll just give your contact information for anyone who doesn't know. Certainly gwmicro.com, and a phone number if they need to speak with you.
Yep, it's 260-489-3671. If you want to speak with me, I'm the training division manager at GW Micro. If you just ask for Jeremy, I'm the only Jeremy there. And if you need questions answered by support, you can email us at support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at gwmicro.com. as well as sales at gwmicro.com. And any of us will be happy to answer any of your questions out there and talk to you about the new WindowEyes, the new BookSense, the desktop SenseView, or the 40, or any of other our products.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ann McClure of Envision America with a lot of cool stuff here, including that very popular ID Mate with 2 million products, right, in the database?
Yeah, we're just shy of 2.7 million items now. So,
oh, I stand corrected. My.
It's okay. Yeah, we're really excited. We've got information explosions. We're quite a few new items in there and a lot of more extended information.
What categories would this be? Just like food and what?
We've got grocery items, canned goods, dry goods, frozen items, health and beauty, over-the-counter drugs, pet supplies, media, CDs, DVDs, wine and spirits. We've got some magazines, hardware supplies. You name it, it's most likely in there. And if not, you can add it in yourself.
I like books, right? You mentioned CDs, so tell me about books, the ISBN, the database? Or
we are working on that.
Okay.
We're hoping to have that in soon. But we've got some magazines, and we do have most of the DVDs and CDs, and we keep those updated. So
you can do a demo of that?
You bet. Okay, so I'm just going to scan now, trying to find my barcode. There we go.
Lean cuisine, spaghetti with meat sauce with mushrooms and basil. Continue.
So I've got spaghetti for dinner.
Sounds
and I want to find out how
basil.
I know. So I want to see how to cook it. So I'm going to jump ahead here with my information. It said continued, so I've got more information.
Package size.
I'm going to jump ahead.
Product description. Manufacturer. Instructions.
There we go.
Cook thoroughly. Microwave oven cooking. For food safety and quality, follow these cooking instructions. Since microwave oven wattage varies, cooking times may require adjusting. 1. Remove tray from box. Remove film cover. Cook on high. 1 tray, 6 to 7 minutes. 2 trays, 12 to 13 minutes. 3. After cooking, let stand in microwave 1 to 2 minutes.
Let me stop there, but it'll go on and give me nutritional information and all sorts of great items. Cleaning supplies will have warnings and other directions included. My CDs, I can go through and listen to the song tracks and know exactly what's on my CD. So we've added just a ton of new information, new products, and just kind of opens a whole world of information at your fingertips.
That's awesome. How much is this product?
This is $1,299. One thing that we do offer is a payment plan, though. We understand that, you know, especially with today's economy, it's kind of hard to get the technology that you need. But we have a payment plan of $500 down and then $75 monthly payments. You're done in 1 year and there's no interest. We're really trying to work with the customer to make sure that they're able to have the technology that they need and that can really help them around the house and on their job.
So, and people can add their own products as well?
You bet. If it's a product that already has a barcode and it's not in the database, it'll come up and say, item not found. To record, press and hold the record button. So just record in whatever that item is. If you have an item that doesn't have a barcode on it, we supply you with some stickers, some tags, and even iron-on labels. So you can label your clothing with a description or washing instructions. Your tags and stickers can go in anything from keys to leftovers in the fridge. put them on your credit card with recording the number, the expiration date, pins and passwords. It's really limitless. If you can touch it, then it either has a barcode or you can put one on and use the Omni to identify for you.
What about like clothing?
Clothing is great. We've got those iron-on stickers, and so you would just iron it on like to the collar or iron it onto the manufacturer's label, and then scan it, and then you would record in a description of the item and the size or the washing instructions, or this is my favorite outfit that I wear with, you know, whatever, and so you've got it, and it will go through about 50 washes before you'll have any trouble with the label.
Very cool. What is your website?
It is www.envisionamerica.com. I'll spell that for you. It's ENVISIONAMERICA.
Awesome. And what else are you showing here?
I've also got the Script Talk Station, and that is our Audible prescription reader. Let me grab this uses RFID frequency, or RFID...
tags.
Yeah. Tags, thank you. And then text-to-speech technologies. And what happens is the pharmacy applies a special little microchip label, a little RFID tag to your prescription container. And at home, you'll have a small handheld reader, and you'll put your prescription container right on the top, press the read button.
Patient. Charlotte Samuels. Medication. Potassium chloride 750 milligram tablets. Instructions. Take one tablet 3 times a day. Prescription date. January 13th, 2008.
Let me just stop there for a second. But it will go through and read all of that label information, including the warnings, the pharmacy phone number, anything you would need to be able to access on there. Also, you can have the patient monograph information included on the label. And so those, the sheets of information with the side effects, the contraindications, and very important information, but really hard to read, especially when it's a super fine print.
So I'm trying to understand that the pharmacist, how hard is it to get the RFID tags?
It's really very simple for a pharmacy to get started. It's a $495 investment on the pharmacy's end. They have a reading-writing unit that connects to a PC in their pharmacy. We provide them with software that can interface with their software program already. And it takes about 3 seconds for them to program these labels, which are also supplied. And at home, you know, the patient has a unit that costs about $225. And other than the reader itself, there's no charge to the patient. We are working trying to get insurance, Medicare coverage for the readers so that there will be no cost to the patient at all. But for the pharmacy, it's very simple. After they have it installed, which takes about 15, 20 minutes, it takes about 3 seconds to actually program that label for the patient. So it's very user-friendly and on both ends.
So do you, I guess maybe a goal, if you get some larger chains,
definitely,
pharmacies that would adopt that, and that would make it readily available for people in a lot of locations.
You bet. We are working with Walgreens. They are doing a pilot program right now.
I read about that. Was that Illinois or?
Northwest Indiana.
Oh, I'm from Indiana.
Okay. Yep, they're finishing up that pilot program probably about the end of this month. And then we're working with them, and we hope to proceed with a nationwide rollout. So we're hoping that that'll either go through their mail order or have delivery to the stores. So we're hoping that Walgreens will have that nationwide availability very shortly. We are also working with Rite Aid and with Walmart and CVS and several others to provide that. And so we're making progress with that. We have about 40 or 50 other smaller chains and independent pharmacies across the country that are already providing Script Talk. Several of them provide mail order services, and so they can ship your prescriptions right to your door. And we just encourage people to talk with their local pharmacist, call the company's customer service number, ask to speak with an ADA specialist or an ADA compliance officer, and let them know that they'd like Script Talk talking labels in their pharmacy, and we are more than happy to work with them to get that going for them.
Do you have any resources if people need to, maybe they're just not sure how the right person to get a hold of?
You can give us a call at 800-890-1180. And we have the customer service numbers for most of the top pharmacies. If not, just you can do a Google search or an online web search and just try to get a customer service number, or just start with the local pharmacist. A lot of times people will have a good relationship with them and ask them who in corporate would be a good person to speak with.
Very good. Just takes a little effort to ask.
That's
very exciting that you get that many large entities already looking at the technology.
You bet. We're really excited that they're starting to understand that there are some ADA accommodations that need to be made, and that now that the technology is available, that audible access to prescription medications is easily available.
Anything else you're showing here?
No, those are our two great products.
And so. who needs more? You got two?
That's right.
Well, thanks, Ann McClure, for joining us today from Envision, E-N-V-I-S-I-O-N. Where are you located? Are you in Illinois?
We are. We're in Normal, Illinois.
Normal, Illinois, as opposed to abnormal. But
you got it.
Thanks a lot. MaxiAIDS, all kinds of good stuff here, looks like, right?
My name is Barry Greenblatt, and I can show you some of the items that are new and exciting from MaxiAIDS. MaxiAIDS does have about 5,000 different products for people with visual impairments, the blind, the mobility impaired, deaf and hearing impaired. A few items that I'd like to talk to you about today, Michael, include the Ryzen All Reader, which is brand new. What it consists of is a scanner. It's an optical character reader scanner.
Okay.
And holds about 4 million pages, and it's in four languages. It's English, Spanish, French, and German. So you can scan documents in English, Spanish, French, and German. It also serves, it's also a Daisy player. You can also scan a document and save it onto a CD. You can also scan a document and convert it to an audio file. So anything that you scan, you can listen to later by other means. We're really excited about it. It has a great voice, and I'm warming it up right now as we speak. The other item, while that is warming up, the other item I wanted to tell you about is the Money Talks, which is MaxiAIDS' new currency identifier. You simply turn on the currency identifier.
Money.
Wait a few seconds for it to calibrate. Then you put a bill of any denomination into the slot, and you push the button.
$1.
$1. There you go.
$1.
So that's something that's new from...
And how much is that unit?
This unit goes for $199.95.
Okay, Money Talks.
Money Talks.
Very good.
And I can also show you our Caddy Voice Organizer, which is a personal
welcome
diary.
How can I help you?
See, now you hear the All Reader. I just booted it up.
Please press the center left key.
I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah.
Please press the upper left key.
When you first turn on the All Reader, it tells you which buttons on the keypad do what function. In addition, there's a help button that, when pushed, will tell you what every key does and where the key location is. It's a very intuitive keypad.
Open a media file. Use the file manager.
Right now, it's we can scan.
Scanning text.
It's scanning. While scanning, I'll tell you about the Taddy. It's a voice organizer, has over 4 hours of talk time. You can put in names, phone numbers, addresses. You can set an appointment for months from now, a year from now, and it will remind you then. You can also write yourself memos. At the end of the day, if you want to sync your contact list with Outlook, you can do so by purchasing the additional PC package. The Taddy itself is $249.95. You can get the PC package for $49.95. Hook the Taddy up to your PC, and you can sync it with your Outlook program on your computer. Wonderful product. The other fantastic benefit of the Taddy is, no matter what section you're in, if you're in the phone book, there's a learning key. And it tells you where you are. It tells you where you are within the program and tells you how to proceed. So you're never really lost in the Taddy. You always have onboard directions. Now, as you can hear, the All Reader is scanning. But if I go to the configuration menu,
configuration, press the function key to scanning settings.
Now, what I can do is I can change the resolution. I can change the brightness of the scanning feature.
Paper size, columns,
These are the features that I can configure for depending on what kind of document I'm scanning.
Reading settings.
Reading settings, I can control the speed. The speed goes from 3 to 10.
Language.
Language.
English female.
I can make an English female. I can create a German voice. I can create French. I got French, German, Spanish, and English. Okay. So it does four languages. And it's a really a terrific...
Not enabled in this function. Exiting system
can... And how much is it?
$22.50, brand new.
$22.50, okay.
It's a show special, $22.50.
CCTV systems.
And as you can see, it has a wonderfully clear voice. And if you were scanning a Spanish, German, or French document, it would work as well. That's an item that really is going to take off. I also wanted to let you know on the low vision side, there's a product called the AT Max that Coil has just come out with. It's three different magnifiers, a 3X, 5X, and a 7X. The lens has been redesigned to afford a much larger field of view. When you touch the magnifier handle, a bright LED lights up. When you let go, the magnifier turns off. It's auto touch, no worry about switches, no worry about bulbs. The LED bulb lasts for years. So for folks with low vision, it's really an ideal product.
Right, it's there when you need it and resting when you're not. Very good.
That's right. We also have the Ryzen Atomic Clock, which will update itself from daylight saving to standard time. It has a wonderful voice.
The time is now 32 minutes past 4 p.m.
You can.
It'll
give you the day and the date. And when it goes from daylight savings time to standard time or back and forth, it will automatically update from the atomic clock in Colorado.
Right. So even more than that, just every day, calibrate the time as long as it can pick up that signal.
Absolutely.
Colorado, was it 3 in the morning or something?
Right. 3 in the morning, it sends out a signal. That's absolutely correct.
Very good.
In addition,
How much is that unit?
That unit is $37.95.
Okay.
Then we've come out with a talking watch, $19.95, has a nice voice to it, has a very large digital display as well, and has four alarms. It's a four-alarm digital watch. We also have, for $18.95, a new water-resistant talking watch. So these are wonderful products.
Water resistant, huh? Get in the shower with that thing?
That's the thing. I mean, you can't go swimming in it, but if you take a shower, wash your hands, you get water on it, you don't have to worry. It's water resistant.
Very good. Very good.
So we also have our Ryzen talking blood pressure machine. So for those folks that might have to watch their blood pressure and they have visual impairments, you just put the cuff on, push the calibration, and it will give you audibly your blood pressure.
And how much is that unit?
That unit is $149.95.
Okay. I see you have some large phones here, so I guess people who need a large...
Right, we have large print phones. Now, there are two different phones, Michael. One of the phones, it's a large print speaker phone, which is around $20. That's a Ryzen basic phone. We also have a group of amplified phones from Ryzen that will give you 40 to 50 decibels of amplification. So those people that are hard of hearing will be able to amplify their conversations and be able to hear. And the price ranges on those from $99.95 through $109.95.
Very good. What's this, a radio? Do you sell radios?
That is a modified cassette player that plays the 4-track Library of Congress tapes. We have them available that play, they play 2-track and 4-track, and some of them will also record on the 4-track Library of Congress tapes.
Okay.
We also have the Voxcom, which is a labeling system, which is very easy to use. It consists of a player and cards the size of a credit card. The top right of the credit card has a hole punched into it. What you do is you want to identify a household item like soup. You push a button on the player, put the card in. Chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
You take the card out, fasten it around the chicken soup. So when you're looking for what soup you want, you bring the player to the machine. You bring the player to the soup, or you bring the label with the soup to the player. And these cards are reusable.
Right, so when you're done with the can, you take the card and allocate it for something else.
That's right, we'll do it right now. The same card, Sprite.
Sprite.
Turn it around to Sprite, and you're all set.
Then how much is that?
Well, there are two different sets of systems. The 50-card system is around $88. The 100-card system is somewhere around $125.
So
very good.
That's a great price.
Meet the needs of most people there, 50 to 100 units.
Absolutely. Again, so whether it be people with low vision that need magnifiers, or whether it be people that need the speaking products, we have the, again, we have the talking all reader, document reader. We have the TADI. We have the bill identifier, the currency identifier.
What about clocks? I know you mentioned the watches.
And the Ryzen talking clock. Okay. The talking alarm clock. We have the talking alarm clocks. We also have products such as talking scientific calculators.
What's my next question? So yes. I guess they're pretty sophisticated. Now, we were talking about the original ones that were like $400.
Well, this one, this particular talking scientific calculator is around $320, $325.
And that does all the scientific, I mean, someone could use that if they were in college.
Absolutely.
And needing,
it has all
advanced
trigonometric functions, absolutely.
Okay, very good.
We also have some interesting canes I want to tell you about.
Okay.
We have a cane that goes from 26 inches to 52 inches. It's a telescopic cane in four sections, and as you pull it out, you tighten it. You tighten each section. As you do, you tighten it. And I'd like, Michael, I'd like you to try to make that collapse. Tell me if you can make it collapse.
Not by default. It looks very sturdy. It's right. Not going anywhere.
This one's not going anywhere, right?
Yes, that looks very good.
So,
how much is that unit?
That's $31.95. That's a Ryzen telescoping cane.
Okay.
We also have another cane. In addition to all the folding canes, we developed one four-section folding cane that's 42 inches, but it goes to 52 inches. It has an adjustment on the handle where you can... Where you have an adjustment.
Oh, okay, right. You bring up the handle and just tighten it up. Oh, I like
that's
that.
Right.
That's not kind of nice. Very good.
That's right. I just want to let you know that MaxiAids has a website, www.maxiaids.com. And
what's the number if people want to call an order?
Well, our number is 1-800-522-6294. That's 800-522-6294. We offer a free catalog, and if they check the internet, we have a contest going on to win a shopping spree.
Ooh.
So I want to mention that. We have a monthly winner.
Very good. Well, check that out. Barry Greenblatt, MaxiAids, thanks for taking a few minutes and showing us all these cool products.
Michael, it's been an absolute delight. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Caught up with Ray here from Revolution Advantage. With a name like that, it's hard to tell what they do, but it looks like you guys are the masters of canes, right?
We have canes, Michael, yes. The difference with the Revolution Advantage cane is that it's made from graphite, from carbon fiber, which means there's no metal in it at all. That gives it a light feel, very light touch, and it's very strong and very responsive to the different textures of the ground. And it's also a five-piece cane, unlike most canes, which are four-piece canes. So as a five-piece cane, it folds up even smaller, makes carrying it around in your pocket or in your bag that much easier.
Okay, and then what lengths do you have? What range?
Wow, there's a wide range of lengths. In fact, actually, I've got, just here, I've got a kiddie's cane, which is a tiny little cane. And that's very short. You can feel how short that is. So we start right down there for a child.
Okay, well, let me feel one that's more like me, 56 inches, see how heavy it is. That feels pretty light, but that's a very small cane.
This is a 56-inch graphite.
Okay.
So you feel that's a very light cane.
Yeah, it is.
And it doesn't have any whip in it, because a lot of canes over the years have been designed, and they end up with a whip in them, which isn't so good when you're trying to use it.
And you use the good rope, so it ties up nice. Some of the new ones use a cheap material, then it doesn't hold well. I don't know why they've gone. It's a five-piece?
That's a five-piece. That's sports-grade bungee elastic.
Yeah, good old bungee.
Another interesting fact about graphite is that it will not cut through the bungee. You know the old aluminium canes?
Yes.
They'll often cut through the bungee. And if your cane falls into four pieces in your hands, you're stranded. You've lost your independence.
Exactly. I've been there, done that, in the heart of Chicago, where it wasn't convenient, I might add.
It's never convenient, and particularly in the heart of Chicago. So this one will
Or once, how durable? I know I just broke one last year trying to climb over a mountain of snow and ice.
Right. Well,
and I guess I was, to prevent falling, I put my weight on it, which is an unnatural force for any cane, but...
Yes. Well, for reasons, legal reasons, we would never sell this cane to be a support cane. We do a support cane. in it, but the material is extremely strong, and in the event that you needed to rely on it, it would be more than likely to hold your weight, and so I think you'd be quite pleased with that.
Well, very good. And how much is this unit?
Well, at the show, we're doing this primary cane for $27 with a straight tip, or $37 with a roller tip. The roller tip tends to be the most popular choice. But
explain that. Maybe people who are never worked with that.
Okay. Well, traditionally, people used to be taught to use what's called a two-point touch with a cane, and that would be tap to the left.
Right, left to the right, yeah.
But that really did leave out a huge amount of area that you weren't exploring in between. For example, there was an inspection cover open on the sidewalk. You wouldn't know it was there. You'd go straight down it. So people then started to use a constant touch where their canes in touch with the ground all the time, and they will sweep it from left to right as they walk. But of course, that puts a lot of wear on a standard tip.
Right, dragging the ground at all times.
Exactly,
yes.
So someone clever, much cleverer than I, invented a roller tip, so it actually rolls left to right as you move the cane and reduces the amount of friction and the amount of wear. And by far, the vast majority of people do use now a roller tip on their cane. There are some people here today who are evidently constant contact people but still prefer to use a straight tip, and you'll see them because their tips are worn down to about 45 degrees after a few months.
Yes, it doesn't take long.
No, but they're replaced for $3, so it's not a problem.
Very good. Why don't you give your contact information, website, and phone number for people to reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll give the head office of Revolution Advantage Canes, which is at Dearborn Place in Poway, California. So let's give a number. It's 1-800-382-5132. I'll say that again. 1-800-382-5132. And you can go to www.advantagecanes.com. And, give them a call. Talk to Marisa. She's the girl that makes them all, and she'd love to hear from anyone that's interested in her canes. I've sold this cane in the UK for 7 years, and I can honestly say I haven't had one unhappy customer. They're a great cane, and do try them.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot. From Revolution Advantage at CSUN 2009, this is Michael Loft.
You've been listening to Serotalk. Visit us at www.serotalk.com. Send us an email at resources@serotalk.com or leave us a voicemail at 866-997-BLAB 2522. We may read your email or play your voicemail in the next podcast. Join us in 2 weeks as we explore all the internet and life has to offer. Until then, may you have an accessible digital life.